All right, hey, we got a quick look at that weather forecast before we get you into the Lake North Fork Fishing Report. Today, showers 61, rain tonight 56, decreasing clouds on Friday. Hey, the sun's going to shine Friday afternoon in 71. A clear sky Friday night 51, Saturday sunny and 80, Sunday sunny and Memorial Day sunny, highs in the mid 80s. Tuesday, it's going to be sunny and 85. Wednesday next week, sunny and 87. You farmers out there wanting to get some hay knocked down and put in the barn, well, there is a window of opportunity. Right now, let's head on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas, right off of Fout Road on Lake North Fork, and have our weekly visit with Gary Faraci. Hey, what's going on, Gary?
Hey, good morning, Gary. How are you in this? Well, right now, dry Thursday morning.
It is dry. It's not raining, but it is coming. You know, it's not far off. Especially where you're at, you're probably going to see rain before we do. But right now, no rain. And how is the fish bite?
Well, actually, it's all things considered, with the lake being up a little bit here and all the rain we've had, it's actually been pretty decent. I got to say, the striper hybrid white bass bite is still on topwater. You can still hang some topwater fish. First thing in the morning. Follow the bait fish in the morning, watch them blow up, and you got a little window of opportunity, 30, 40 minutes or so. In some places a little bit longer, some a little bit less, but people have still been going down and getting their limits on them, so that's a big plus.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, the whopper ploppers, your spooks, your red fins, you know, topwater baits are still really getting it done. But, you know, I had a really good fisherman tell me that sometimes you're out there on the lake, you know, this time of year when those whites and hybrids and stripers are surfacing, and you throw that topwater jig out there, plug, and you're working it, and you cannot get a bite. This gentleman said, have one, you know, you get these great big, huge crankbaits or trolling plugs, you know, divers. He said, cast one, you know, have one of those rigged up, throw that out there, just kind of work it, and that works really well to catch them when they're surfacing on top. Too, because, you know, we think, well, they're surfacing on top, let's throw top water baits, but sometimes just something under the water, just really jerking it through that school of, you know, fish can get some activity going.
Absolutely. It's the fish that are down 5 feet, 10 feet, whatever, in that, and you'll pick up on those, because they're not all up on the top, and there's some, just like you said, and that works really good. That's really good advice on that.
You know, and he also added something that I never thought of, and it makes sense. He said get red yarn or red thread and kind of tie that as a skirt to the back of your hooks, and the fish will see that, and they think that's a bloodline, a wounded bait, and they'll attack it. Yeah.
That sounds really good. I'll have to try that one. Sounds like it might work.
Yeah, you know, I never thought a piece of red yarn, you know, a couple strands of it, and it's the fish will think that's a bloodline. And also they said that you can, you know, you can use your attractant. You can kind of dip that yarn in that attractant. So, yeah.
Yeah, give them another scent to follow on that.
Yeah.
So those species have been working really well. I have to tell you, on the white bass, when they're blowing up, a white rooster tail has been working really good on that. Quarter ounce white rooster tail has been working on that. And then it's time for it's catfish time. Guys been doing well on catfish, either trout line and jugging, even just fishing for them, just with some stink bait and stuff, has been working really good. So that's that time of year happening with that. And I know a lot of families that come down and camp and stuff like to go out and take the kiddos out and do that.
Yeah. Well, and for the bass, you know, the bass fishermen out there, now with the lake level where it's at 571, you know, casting up, you know, a weedless worm, plastic bait, getting that bait up there in that new vegetation and working it through, guys still catching the largemouth, aren't they?
Yes, you're right on, spot on with the worm, either a 7, 8, 10-inch worm, either plum color or red and gold, red and silver, rigged it up weedless with little or no weight on it and get it up in that and just let it drop naturally on there, and you're gonna do well on the largemouth for sure. It's that time of year, especially with the lake level the way it is. That'll work really good.
What about the crappie bite? How's that going?
Well, it's slowed down some. It has slowed for sure, as because it was crazy good for so long. But it has slowed. But guys are still having luck on live bait on the crappie. Over, and they're back over brush piles, but they've moved because of the lake level and stuff. But they're out there. They're just not catching them in numbers they were, but the bite's still on. And then it's bluegill time, too. It's time to get some night crawlers or red wigglers and get out there and let the kiddos fish for the bluegill.
Oh, yeah. Lightweight line, 4 to 6 pound test line, a bobber, and just, you know, lightweight gear, little spinning reel. Oh, you can have a blast.
Yeah, I'll see a lot of that this weekend. With there'll be some kids out there doing that. It'll be fun. And that's what it's about this time of year, you know. The weather starts getting a little bit nicer for us, and the families are camping and stuff. Take those kiddos out there, grandkids, whatever, and, yeah, get them on the bluegill. That's fun.
Well, you know, here we are. We're headed to a three-day weekend, and, you know, a lot of people, we got some great weather that's in front of us as well, so it ought to be a good time on the lake. For folks that want to know a little bit more, Gary, how can they get a hold of you?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Stop by and see us if you're in the area. Our Facebook page, drop us a line, leave us a comment, something on there. Take a look at some of the pictures I put up. And always our website, thebayouresort.com.
Are you all booked up for this three-day weekend?
This three-day weekend, we are completely full. Next weekend, we have a few. We had a little cancellation of a party that was coming in, so we have a few available for next weekend. The weather looks like it's going to hold out through next weekend. It might be good time to come to the lake.
Right on. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll talk with you next week.
Be safe and have a good weekend, Gary.
All righty. See you later.
Yeah, bye.
All right, again, Gary Faraci with the Bayou Resort, your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report.